WMFO Medford, good afternoon. Well, we have summer with a capital S. Humidity, heat, it's all happening. So you need to stay hydrated, and the air quality is not good. So being outside, exercising outside, not a good idea until it cools off later on. And anyway, this is the voicemobile here at WMFO Tufts, and you're listening to Joyce the Voice. I was not here the last couple of weeks. I had a major sinus surgery, and then after that was done, I went up to see my mom in upstate New York, which was fantastic. Long schlep, it's a little bit of a drive for me, but we had a great visit, and they got a whopping bunch of rain the second day I was there. We need that here. I think maybe, I don't know, maybe the next day or two we might get some more rain, which would be excellent. So a few weeks ago, I tried to do an interview, a call-in interview, with the guitarist from Laku Music. They're on tour, and I'd given you the whole tour schedule. Anyway, it didn't happen because they had a big snafu. They were up in Canada, and they were at the consulate and had to deal with a bunch of stuff. Anyway, we're going to try again today at 3:30. So hopefully Steve will be able to call in, and we'll be able to chat with him. This new CD is called Wadio, and we'll be listening to some of that. But right now, I'm going to start us off with another artist from the same folks, and this is on Kombucha Music, Kombucha, and this is Joe Driscoll and Siku Kuyate. Monistic Theory is the name of the CD, and let's have a listen. Oh, good, we actually have things set up. I didn't even check that. Here we go.
Thank you. Ghana, Anya Wulide, Kumaye, Anya Parade, Obike Anfebele, Mwenebele Yudesu.
Okay, that was the Idan Raquel Project, and it's from their Traveling Home, the Deluxe Edition. And they have a lot of energy. That was obviously Arabic, and see where we'll go next. I think we're going to the Mediterranean. This is a new CD from Lefteris Kurdis, Goddess of Light. Land of the Fiery Gens. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, this is some new music from Eleftheros Cordis. It's a Mediterranea, or Goddess of Light. And actually, this is not even out yet, so you're hearing it hot off the press. She combines the language of Lenny Tristano, the wild harmonic imagination and impeccable touch of Ron Blake, and the ear-bending facility of Charlie Benacos. In these times, when we are in great need of fresh examples of intercultural dialogue, Eleftheros Cordis' music is an abundant source of inspiration. That's a quote from Daniel Perez. A pianist with skill, touch, musicality, and a gift for making songs from songs. Plus, he can swing. Bob Brookmeyer quote. That's talents like his is rare. Steve Lacy. Okay, so Athens-born and Boston-raised pianist. And it's his fifth album as a leader. And it's out on Inner Circle Music, and we'll be hearing more of this at some point. All right. Let's see, what else did I play? I played the Aden Rachel Project, and I opened up with Joe Driscoll and Sekou Koyete from their Monistic Theory on Kumbacha. And the song was called Bara. And hopefully we're going to hear from our guest, Steve from Laku Music, coming up soon from the new CD, Wadio. Also, the 5th Annual Street Festival, Circle in the Square in Medford Square, is going to be happening again on July 21st. It's the third Thursdays. It goes from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. And I think there's the farmer's market today in Arlington. It might also be in Somerville. I think they're both on Wednesday. I know on Thursday it's in Belmont. So, yeah, farmer's markets are a great place to get local grown produce. You're not paying for all the shipping, and you're getting really great stuff. A lot of it is organic. In fact, much of it is. So, we're going to continue on here with the music. See if there's anything else I needed to tell you about. All right, we did that. Let's see. Oh, this is an important thing as well. This is from the MTA, Massachusetts Teachers Association. Save Our Public Schools. MA.com, vote no on lifting the charter cap. Lifting the cap is bad for public school students. We're losing funding. There's no local accountability. It's separate and unequal education. How you can help? Well, we rely on people power to stand up for students. The pro-charter groups have millions of dollars from hedge funds and corporate backers. So you can go to facebook.com/SaveOurPublicSchoolsMA or massteachers.org/charters. We'll have more about that, but that's an important vote, however you feel about that. Okay, and we're going to go now to, I think, this one. Let's see if this is right. That was the Danny Green Trio. Serious Fun off of their CD called Altered Narratives on OA2 Records. And before that, we heard Shalomit and Rebbe Soul. The song is Spirit or Ruchi. It's from their disc called The Seal of Solomon. And Shalomit and Rebbe Soul on their own label. Well, I'm waiting for the call. So what to do? Let me see if there's other things I wanted to share with you. Hopefully we get the call. Let's see. Well, here's something about Danny Green. Award-winning San Diego pianist, composer, Danny Green spins gorgeous new tales with his longtime trio on Matt Pearson-produced Altered Narratives. And that's the second release on OA2 Records. And when it comes to straight-up, balls-out virtuosity, the Green Trio is hard to beat. That's NBC San Diego saying that. One of the important up-and-comers on the scene today, all about jazz. So I got to hear this group live at the, I'm always going to forget the name, it's a club on Hampshire Street in Cambridge. Oh, it's only the first time I've ever been there, and now I can't think of the name of the club. The Lizard Lounge, there we go. The Lizard Lounge. It was a fun little place, actually, and a nice venue, and it was packed. So he was born in San Diego in 1981, growing up in an academic family, now retired. His mother was a longtime ESL teacher, and his father was professor of biology at the University of California, San Diego. And Danny started piano lessons as a child and kept at it until 12. When he got into grunge rock. And after 2 years of teaching himself Nirvana tunes, he got interested in ska and joined a band. Okay, so improvisation, yes. That's the ska band. And he experienced something of an epiphany around the turn of the century when he caught the Buena Vista Social Club documentary, which sparked a passion for Cuban song. And he then delved into Latin music, working in local salsa bands while writing in the Latin jazz idiom. He earned his BA in piano performance from UCSD. Boy, that's a mouthful. Where he studied jazz piano with Grammy-winning producer Camu Kenyatta. Class on Brazilian music at that school turned his passion southwards, looking for direct experience Brazilian masters. He started attending California Brazil Camp, in the redwoods of Casadero in western Sonoma County. So he's got lots more information on here. Anyway, it's great, great stuff. So, well, I don't know what's happening. Oh, I think that might be the phone call now. Let's see. Okay, so. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Oof. This is not working. I don't know why. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello? Nobody's there? Well, you're hearing it live. maybe they'll call back in on another line. I don't know what happened. But that clearly isn't. Now I'm getting a call on my cell phone. Oh, this is great fun. All right. Okay, that was the pharmacy. I tried to get a prescription filled, and it was written incorrectly by the doctor. All right, the phone is ringing again. Let's see if we can make this happen. Let's see. We want this on off. Okay.
paradile, mole, que besou dans l'état, mole, eh,
eh, eh, eh,
eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, eh, Badazile, 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 Badazile,
Badazile. Okay, so this is Laku Music, and that was Badazile. I don't have any information about that particular cut, so the manager called in, and he was trying to get Steve to call in on another phone. So what can I tell you? I'm sure they're very busy. Now, they have a whole touring schedule. I know they're up in Canada. They were in New York. They opened up the tour in New York. And I don't have the new dates because I think they added dates. So Joe and I have been in contact. Joe, the manager from Kumbancha. And they're up in, I think, in New Hampshire, actually. So, well, he hasn't called in yet, so I guess we're just going to play more of this CD because you might as well get to hear what it's all about. Now, Steve, who's supposed to be joining us, is the guitarist. So let's do, now he's one of the writers of this, so we'll do the third cut, Panamam Tonbe.
Sorti la ville Jacmel, la vallée moins brûlée. On arrive en Carrefour Bénin, Panama moins tombé. Moins sorti la ville Jacmel, la vallée moins brûlée. On arrive en Carrefour Bénin, Panama moins tombé.
C'est ça qui fait pays, pas qu'à développer, c'est un cap passé. La boue, oh,
Well, that's a lot of energy, isn't it? Panama Tombe, my Panama hat has fallen. One of the most famous songs in the Haitian traditional repertoire. The song is based on an old proverb that stems from the story of Haitian president Florville Hippolyte, who in the late 1890s, as legend has it, was en route to Jacmel in southern Haiti to put down a rebellion. On the way, his Panama hat fell, and soon after he had a heart attack and died. Now in Haiti, whenever someone's hat falls on the ground, it means trouble is coming. The song chorus says, "My Panama hat has fallen, please pick it up for me," which is a call for help against the impending trouble. This version takes the traditional story and expands the idea into the larger concept of troubles that Haiti has faced, referencing as far back as the Revolution of 1804 and asking the ancestors and elders to help Haiti pick up its metaphorical Panama hat. So the phone seems to be ringing. Let's see if we can get it. MFO, hello. WMFO, hello? Hello? Okay, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Can you hear me? Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, so let's welcome Steve, and let's see if I can get your last name right. It's Valcourt?
Yes.
Do you pronounce the T, or do you keep it soft like in French? No, you don't pronounce
like
it.
Like in French.
Oui, je comprends. So, merci. I'm so happy that you're here on the air, WMFO. Welcome to WMFO.
Thank you.
How's the tour going?
I'm very happy.
How is the tour going for you? It's good?
Wonderful. Yes, people are liking the music. They are awesome. They really have a lot of love going on, and we love that. This is awesome. We love it.
It's fantastic. So you opened up in New York City.
Yes.
And that's already what?
In New York City.
Like 3 weeks ago, I think, already, right?
Yes, it's been like 3 weeks. But the whole tour, it's about like 3 months, 2 months and a half.
Uh-huh.
At least we've been out, and some people went back to Haiti probably for like a week to see their family.
Uh-huh.
And come back again. But the whole tour is like 2 to 3 months.
So that's a long tour. So there are quite a few musicians that are together with you, and I had a list, but it's on so many different pieces of paper. Who knows where it is right now? Maybe tell a little bit about the origin of the group, if you would.
Yes, Laco Music is a group that first of all, it was not a band, it was a project. Zach Niles, the manager, came after the earthquake in Haiti and wanted to bring the old generation song to alive back.
So you look back into the tradition, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, how do we bring that, the whole song that people don't listen no more,
uh-huh,
to the new generation, and they would love it.
Excellent.
So he came to the studio, and I was working on with the, not a project, but you know, after the earthquake, in the back of my house there was a shelter for everyone that didn't have a house. The house was damaged, and then people was really devastated, and there were no smiles, no joy. So Jonas is the second singer, lead singer. Jonas and I, we went there.
Jonas,
the
right?
Camp.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. We went to the camp with a guitar, acoustic guitar, and a tambour. So we're trying to play song. But what song can we play to mix the whole generation with the new generation? Exactly the same thing that managers wanted to do. But we didn't even know that at this point.
Uh-huh.
So we're trying to take old song that old generation like, and then we're trying to put new vibes so the new kids that's here in the camp would enjoy too.
So
this they were happy.
Yeah, this Panama Tombe would be an example?
Yes, Panama Tombe, because it's an old traditional song, and then we mix it with some dancehall, with some, the rhythmic is different, and so the new generation can love it. And then that's what happened, and they will keep on asking, when are you coming back, and when are you coming back?
Oh, that's
so
fantastic.
I figured that they loved it, yes. And then when manager Zaka came to the studio, he proposed us that project, we said, wow, this is like magic, because we were already thinking about it and we didn't have no one to help us do it.
So this is Zach? This is your manager, Zach Niles?
Zach Niles, yes.
That's great.
Zaka.
Zaka. Okay. So he's the one that was on the phone first and he said, you went away. And I went, oh, this is great.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Jack.
So I opened up before you called with Bade Zile, which I don't know anything about you. That's also a traditional song, right?
Yes, Bade Zile is a prayer, because what we do, we always start our show with a prayer, like a blessing for what we have and for everybody that's here with us.
So that's
we
great.
Bless the audience, we bless the show and we bless the world. So Bade Zile, it's an opening prayer for that the ancestor, like old tradition, used to do every time they're starting something.
Oh, that's great. So I didn't say too much about the impetus. So for this project, it was because of the terrible damage by the earthquake in Haiti, correct?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So of course, many people here in this country tried to do what they could to, you know, send money, send clothes, and so forth. But the people who were there on the ground, it's a very different story.
Yes, and we have a song that talks about it. I mean, that talks about the fact, not the catastrophe, but the fact is like when people, when we have a catastrophe, either in Haiti or either anywhere else, like a zoo, when people send money and when they are trying to help the country, some people take that advantage to turn the fours, I mean, to fraud it, to turn the fours into eight and to turn the seven into nine. It's called, that song called,
it's on the CD?
It's called
Abasikon. Should I play some of that for you or for our audience now?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, so
the melody is an intro, they call it contre dance. It's from the French colonial.
Okay, contre dance, right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then we're trying to take that. So as we're telling, we're taking the old songs, the whole rhythm, and trying to put it in a new vibe. So that is a country dance. And then the story is about when people take advantage to bad circumstance and take advantage to catastrophes on everything that can happen bad.
Uh-huh. So I'm not sure what your time availability is. Should I play the whole song or should we play part of it?
Yeah, I don't know how long we have to talk. But
yeah, it's okay. It's for me, on my side, it's okay. So we'll play it and then...
Okay.
All right, okay. Let's listen now to Anba Siklon. And this is from Lakumizik. And it's a CD called Wadio. Here on WMFO, and you're listening to The Voice Mobile with your host, Joyce the Voice. That's me. C'est moi.
Hey ya, hey ya, on a mauvais temps. jon pilon nan kil ti mwen. Pou ki ou vle joui nan febles mwen. Gad jon servi ak doule mwen.
Piche, piche.
Pou ki ou atrip nan problem mwen. Kontribye nan soufrans mwen. Gad jon apil le bonem mwen.
Piche.
Haiti gen pou chanje.
Ya wè.
Be isa gen pou vansè.
Ya wè.
Haiti gen pou l'monte.
Ya wè. Bebe nan di wè.
Haiti gen pou chante.
Ya wè.
Be isa gen pou vansè.
Ya wè.
Haiti gen pou l'monte.
Ya wè. Bebe nan di wè.
Pendant le passé de l'ol, eya, eya, pendant le mauvais temps, on nous fait tête que tourner la peau.
Pendant le passé de l'ol, eya, eya, pendant le mauvais temps, on nous fait tête que tourner la peau.
Pendant le passé de l'ol, eya, eya, pendant le mauvais temps, on nous fait tête que tourner la peau.
Wow, fabulous. Great energy.
Yeah.
And
thank
I'm
you, thank you.
I'm seeing, and now I am understanding more fully that, so it's talking about the people who take advantage when there's a tragedy. And you're talking about when people turn 7 to 9 or 4 turn to 8. So it's financial fraud that happens. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
And you're saying conscience. Where's your conscience?
Exactly.
Why are you doing this? Why are you stepping all over our tradition and screwing us over, essentially?
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Well, the energy in the song is very infectious, and hopefully people will get the message. I have a friend at work who's from Haiti, and hopefully she's going to get to hear this, and I'm sure that there's plenty of people who, once they hear your music, they're just going to be addicted. In a good way.
Thank you.
It's
thank
just
you. I know that there is a large community of Haitian in Boston.
Oh, absolutely. Went. Yeah. Yeah. So yes. I want to talk a little bit about the title of the band, what it means, the Lacou Musique. If you could explain a little bit about the title.
Okay. The Lacou Musique, it's Lacou and my son, I mean, Lacou in general means yard.
Yard. And, okay.
Yard,
a backyard. Yep.
Music. Yes, and when you mix yard with music, it means the music that you hear in your yard and be very, very friendly, very family.
Sure, everybody with the barbecues, also, right?
Yes, and yard also means, Lacou also means in my country, spiritually, it's where we have your, when you were born, it's like your background, where your all your ancestors were there.
Ah,
it's
okay.
Like where you come from.
So it has a lot of layers.
Yes, okay. And Lacou, there is a third meaning of it, which is Lacou, it's spiritually so where when you go get the remedy, when you get the, your zen point, when you get for relaxation, it's your little Lacou.
So your place of
your
space.
Grandmother.
Okay.
If you need to talk with your grandmother, that's not with you anymore.
Right.
If you want like some connection with the spirits, that's where you go. You go to your Lacou.
Okay.
All this mixed with music.
So this is a little bit of the voodoo religion that you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. That's very helpful. It's great. I love to understand. I mean, I know French, but knowing Haitian is a different story. I remember the first time I saw Haitian written, I went, oh my gosh. This is not such a simple thing.
Yes, it's simple and it's complicated at the
same time. So there are let's see, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of you in the band.
Yes, we're okay. 9 all together on stage.
On stage. So maybe we should talk a little bit first about you and your musical background, and then maybe some of the others. You had a musical legend for a dad.
Yes, my father's name is Boulevard Court. He he's a really big legend back in my country, and I really think around the world too, some in the Haitian community. Other community, yes. And I've been raised in that environment of having a lot of really talented musician coming around my house and always performing and always, you know, play music, and that opened my mind through other style of music. And younger, I started my own band, and we had a studio at home. So I really was raised in that musical environment.
Absolutely. And it says that
I had the chance.
Go ahead.
Yes, I had the chance to have a lot of good and great musicians coming around. So my orientation is really, it's really good as a musician.
Yeah, I see that your dad's group, the Caribbean Sextet, played at the White House.